Hey, gorgeous souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things inner child healing and personal growth. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around people, holding back those big feelings because you're afraid of judgment or rejection? You know that feeling when a lump forms in your throat, but you just can't seem to let it out. Well, guess what? We all experience that. It's totally normal. But the good news is we can create safe spaces for ourselves and those around us to express our emotions freely and authentically. And that's exactly what we're diving into today on Shadow Work Quickies. So picture this. A cozy corner in your home, a park bench under a shady tree, or even just your own mind. This is where you create your safe space, a sanctuary for vulnerability, authenticity, and emotional release. Think of it like building a fort out of blankets and pillows, but instead of hiding from the world, you're inviting your truest self in. Here are 5 quickies to help you build that magical safe space. 1. Shake your self-talk. Let's face it, sometimes our inner critic is a real jerk. Don't be so emotional, it whispers. You shouldn't feel this way. But guess what? Feeling is human. Those emotions are valid, even the messy ones. So start by rewiring that negative self-talk with kind, compassionate affirmations. Think, it's okay to feel this way. My feelings are important, or I deserve to be heard and understood. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. This is all about saying no when you need to, protecting your energy, and setting clear expectations with others. Imagine you're designing your emotional fort. Who gets access? What rules apply? Maybe it means declining invitations that drain you, saying no to extra commitments, or having honest conversations about your emotional needs. 3. Embrace your messiness. This is where the magic happens. Let go of the need to be perfect and embrace those messy, vulnerable moments. Think of it like a mud bath for your soul. Sometimes getting dirty is necessary for growth. Allow yourself to cry, scream, journal, dance, or do whatever feels cathartic. Remember, there's no shame in showing up as your authentic self, even when it's not pretty. 4. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who support your emotional expression, who get you and celebrate your authenticity. These are the ones who offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or a safe space to simply be yourself. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is key. Be gentle with yourself, especially when things feel tough. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, healing takes time, and it's okay to have setbacks along the way. Ever had one of those moments where you just needed to let it all out? Maybe you're going through a breakup, dealing with work stress, or navigating a difficult family situation. You feel this overwhelming sense of emotions bubbling up inside, but you hold back because you're worried about what people will think. Then bam. You snap, maybe you lash out at someone close to you, shut down completely, or retreat into your shell. Sound familiar? I've been there. In those moments, it's so easy to fall back on old patterns of suppression, but building a safe space for emotional expression can help us break free from that cycle. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed with stress at work. Instead of bottling it up and letting it fester, you take a few minutes to journal your thoughts and feelings. You acknowledge those emotions, anger, frustration, maybe even a little bit of fear without judgment. Then you practice some deep breathing exercises to calm your nervous system. By giving yourself permission to feel and express those emotions in a healthy way, you're creating that safe space for emotional release. Okay, lovelies, let's recap. Creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't about getting all sappy or mushy. It's about building a foundation of self-love, setting boundaries, and embracing your authentic self, even the messy parts. Remember, it's okay to feel your feelings. They're a valuable part of being human. Now go out there and rock those emotions like the incredible beings you are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of emotional empowerment. And if this resonated with you, leave a review. It helps other souls find their way to these feel-good vibes. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.